Hello, 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 and welcome back to Release a Podcast, where our motto is letting go of things that hold you back. I am Cynthia Haynes.
And of course, I'm Harold Weaver.
And so on today, we're going to discuss the topic of the difference. Harold uses this as a hashtag on a lot of his messages and some of his posts that he does on his social media. And so I just wanted us to have a discussion about the difference, because I know it has a special meaning to him, and I just wanted him to elaborate more on it, because this could be something that you can use and put in your toolbox when you're facing certain things or trying to make a decision about anything. Harold?
Well, first let me say that was an amazing introduction. I couldn't have said it or done it any better. But back to what we normally do on a weekly basis is we ask ourselves, because we ask you guys to follow behind us, what does that mean to you? What does the difference mean to you? Just like any other word, most words have multiple meanings. So this is no different. But what does it mean to you? Everybody got their own comprehension. Everybody got their own understanding. What does the difference mean to you? Well, for me, it's simple. Once again, self-explanatory. The difference means, for me personally, the difference I can make, the difference I can be, the difference I can look, the difference I can sound. I can go on and on and on, but the bottom line is, what is the difference? What is different about you? That you can claim to not be the same for anybody else, to anybody else, for anybody else. That's what it means to me, to be the difference. The difference to me is to be the difference. To make sure that I don't see myself as somebody else. To make sure I don't talk, act, or look like nobody else. And I think that's a lot of what a lot of people, more than you can think of, have challenges with, have issues with. Why, though? Well, you can call it what you want. You can call it a trend. You can call it a fad. You can call it a mood, a phase. You can name it what you want. But at the end of the day, what does it really come back to? What is the common denominator? The difference. Can you see yourself different? Do you claim to be different? But then you turn right around and do something the same as somebody else. You turn right around and you know, break your neck to look like somebody else, to sound like somebody else. What's different about that? What's different about that? Ask yourself again, what does that mean to you? And then analyze it yourself first, to really understand if what you're saying it means to you is how you're using it to mean for you. And then ask somebody else. But it all starts with you. You got to analyze yourself first. You got to examine yourself first. You got to understand yourself first before you can look for anybody else to do it for you or with you. It starts with you. The difference. That's the difference. Ask yourself, what does that mean to you? Analyze yourself and see if that's how you're living, if that's how you're thinking, if that's how you're moving. And if that ain't good enough or not enough, then you ask somebody else to help you. Ask for somebody else's opinion. Look in the mirror. What's different about you? Pick something. Choose something. Pick a couple of things. And then act and live off of that. And guess what you'll start doing? You'll start not only knowing, but feeling different. And then you'll be able to tell yourself and know when somebody asks you what's the difference between you and them, you'll be able to tell them. Right now, you're just going to make up something, because it probably really never crossed your mind the way we're going to talk about it today. Okay? How personal it is or can be. How individual it is or can be. It is what you make it. It is what you choose to say it means to you, and then you show that. Don't just say it. Just don't just tell it. Be it. Be the difference. What you got on that, Sam?
I was just going to say, does that kind of like fall under the somewhat having confidence and able to be the difference?
Absolutely. We was going to touch on that. I just want you to give you a piece on that. And then we can elaborate. But yeah, that falls under low self-esteem, high self-esteem. Confidence, overconfidence, all of that falls under that same umbrella of the difference. But I just wanted you to start with your piece, like I gave. And then you can elaborate. You can start with your elaboration. But yes, the answer to your question is absolutely.
Yeah. So, I know what you I know you is. I know we normally mm-hmm. would have, like you say, you get your piece, I get my piece. Yeah. But I just yes. kind of feel like more of more explanation about it, or just yeah. like discussion, because like you said, you know, confidence is a part of this.
Yep.
You have to have the confidence and able to be mm. different, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, like Harold says, sometimes you can fall in the thing of comparing yourself mm-hmm. to somebody else and trying to model and be after some, like somebody else,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
When that's not really you. And I know you say a lot of times, like with your official thing, when you be officiating, you say,
yep.
you tell them, you have to be
yourself first,
right? Because mm-hmm. if you don't, you trying to be like somebody else, that's only going to last but for so, long,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that, you know, giving the audience more of mm-hmm. the different pieces that come with being the difference.
Yep.
Because, you know, I know your explanation, what you said, was really, really good, but I think we might need to break it down a little bit more to make it more so bite size mm-hmm. for them to be able to right walk mm-hmm. into it. So mm-hmm. like I said, I know you have to have a certain point of confidence
yep.
in order to be different, because if you're always worried about somebody's opinion, then that's gonna stop you from being different
or even consider yourself different,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a piece of it. And then like you said, with the confidence, you know, that's sometimes low self-esteem falls in that. Maybe, you know, you got criticized for being so different.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be able to be okay with that, because I think comes with that, you have to have thick skin
mm-hmm.
in order to, even when somebody don't agree with you,
mm-hmm.
you got to still be okay.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things that's just running across in my mind when it comes to what you're saying as far as the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your conversation has to change. If you're in a, it could be with family. Maybe they're always arguing about something. Maybe they're always trying to find something to talk about, complain about, but then you're not that ear anymore because you don't want to fall into that path. That's being the difference as well. And you have to still be okay even with that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's a family member. It doesn't matter if it's a close friend.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be able to be comfortable in your own skin.
Mm.
Ooh, come
okay.
on.
Okay.
Go ahead. Come on in. Come on in.
So basically what I'm saying, and I think that Scent is trying to elaborate, you know, with me to bring it back to me, is you got to ask yourself what it means to you first. That's first and foremost, because what you come up with that it means for you, you have to believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't go through that process of figuring out what it is and understanding that you have to believe what it is, you can't even do nothing about it. You can't live that. You can't live what you're not believing in when it comes to yourself. And that's the difference. That's
yeah.
one of the difference right there. You can say what you want. You can pretty much do what you want. But if you're not believing in what you're thinking, if you're not believing in what you're saying and doing, then it's irrelevant. And people are going to be able to see that. People are going to be able to recognize that. They're going to be able to peep that, as Scent would say,
mm-hmm.
that you're saying one thing and doing something totally
mm-hmm.
different.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the reason why. Because you don't even actually believe in it.
Right.
You're trying to, here's the difference. The difference. How about that? Here's the difference. You're trying to convince yourself something
mm-hmm.
that you don't even believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And because you don't believe in it, you can't really show that to be the true you of yourself for somebody else to believe in it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How can you ask somebody to believe in something that you don't even believe in yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And most people can see that. And how can they do that?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're saying one thing and doing something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is something that's easier said than done,
mm-hmm.
but it's not hard.
Right.
It's just something that you have to take your time and pay attention to
mm-hmm.
to actually see for yourself before somebody else brings it to you
mm-hmm.
that has seen it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Look at you.
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
So look in the mirror, ask yourself, what is different about me? What is the difference between me, him, her, them, it, whatever it is? Just ask yourself. Because I truly believe that if you can come up with a legitimate answer to that for yourself, you can do something about it to change something in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That now you can actually feel that difference in you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I have to go looking for it
because mm-hmm.
it's in you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference in every single body. Come on, Sam. You got to come with some biblical for us. But let me finish. I just thought about something in the Bible, but I don't want to mess it up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get back to you. Let me finish my point. My point is this. Every individual is different. Okay? Everybody. The key is to find out not only your purpose, okay, but your purpose along with the difference in you that nobody else can touch.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else can be. Nobody else can say. Nobody else can do. If nothing else, like you.
Mm-hmm.
They might attempt to, but they can't because they're not you. So like Cent was saying, one of the perfect examples that I still to this day teach my fellow officials is this. It's okay to try to look like somebody else. That's fine. If that helps you take care of your business, if that helps you, you know, do your job better than you've been doing, that's fine. But you have to know who you are first.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the reason why, guys. If that doesn't work, who you got to fall back on?
Mm-hmm.
Find out who you are first on that court. Find out who you are first at work.
Mm-hmm.
Find out who you are as that parent first. Find out who is you. Find out what is in you to be that different parent, co-worker, friend, whatever it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Find out who you are doing it first.
Right.
If you choose to be somebody else, do something different, at least you have you to fall back on. That's where people fail. That's where people fall into these holes that they don't know how they got in and can't get out because they never figured out who they were to try to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work. Mm-hmm. So because they never figured out who they were, they had nobody else to fall back on.
Right.
And then they looking at you like you wrong. Right. Like you did something. We ain't do nothing to you.
Right.
You did it to yourself. You just didn't realize as you was doing it to yourself what you was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is why we having these, I believe, specific topics weekly, because it's so much more broader than the word in the topic, in the phrase itself. When you get into the actual meaning of it and what it means to you and how we share it, what it means to us, we're looking for you guys to put it together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To consolidate it and come up with a whole nother angle, okay? Or way to think and look and use it so we can all get better.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. What was the biblical thing you was going
on? I don't know. I done lost it. I'm running with my stuff. That's you. You be teaching me.
The only thing I thought about as an example was Jesus, because...
What better? He get any better?
Yeah. Okay. He came with a totally different message than what the people were believing in and doing. I got to sneeze.
The difference.
Okay. And so,
is that not the difference?
It is the difference. And so he had so much confidence in who he was that he didn't let that sway him.
Bingo.
So even when the religious people was coming at him saying, hey, no, this is what we are teaching. This is what we have learned. This is what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
He had to come back and say, well, you might have thought it was that, but it's not that. This is the way. And so he never swayed from the purpose, no matter how much criticism he got, no much how much pushback he got. People was trying to kill him because he was speaking his truth and he was walking in his truth. And so if he could do that, then it's inside of us, like Harold said, to do it. You just have to build your own confidence up. You need to check your own heart and see what's in your heart and what's keeping you from being able to be different. Because maybe it was some type of, like I said, a hurt that happened to you when you tried to express yourself, when you tried to be different and you tried to show other people and it just shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, like I said, you need to do a self inventory, a self check. And see what is keeping you from being able to do it, because it's got to be some type of an obstacle that has stopped you from moving in it. And then maybe the thing is that you just never thought about it. Maybe you just never was pushed to have to be different. But, you know, life is steady moving. And so if you keep being the same way and you're never growing and maturing into that, then you're going to miss out on a lot of stuff. And like Harold said, there's probably something in you that nobody else has. And if you don't share it, if you don't stand up in it, then a lot of people who need your voice or who needs what's in you are going to be stuck as well. So that's another thing. It's never just about you. It's always about the person that's behind you, the person that's on the side of you, and sometimes even the person in front of you.
Absolutely.
But see, if you can never open up your mouth and be the difference and show the difference, then you're not gonna, you're not only, like I said, not only hindering you, but you're hindering somebody else, and you're stopping what could be going in the world that could probably change the world, for that matter of fact. But you gotta find, I think it goes back to what Harold said, knowing who you are and being okay with who you are and just standing up in that, because God don't make no mistakes.
Right.
And so whatever he put in you is not in me, and we need your uniqueness to come forth.
That was good. That was good. So, again, you know, I like to elaborate on it's never too late.
Yeah.
And this is another one on topics that it's never too late. As long as God has given you another day, okay, he's given you another chance. He's giving you more time, okay, to not only be different but think different. And what comes with that is change. It's change. You have to change something, okay, for you to find that individual specific thing about you that nobody else has, that nobody else can touch, that nobody else can tell you that you don't have or take from you that's yours. Does that make sense? That's what you got to do. And again, you don't have to do it by yourself. If you tried this on your own and wasn't able to accomplish it, it still doesn't mean you can't do it.
Right.
You just need some help. Why not ask God?
Right.
Why not pray on it? Be specific about your prayers and ask God for help. Ask God for the answer to the question that you was not able to answer on your own. And I promise you, he's going to give you something.
Yeah.
It might not be what you was expecting. It might not be what you wanted. But he's going to give you something. He's going to give you something that you didn't think you had to answer that question. He's going to either give you another look, another angle, or another thought that never crossed your mind because it wasn't supposed to on your own. That's his way of calling you.
Right.
That's his way. If that's his way of saying, I am here, been here, and gonna be here to help you, to guide you, to move you, to prosper you.
Yeah,
that's what he's there for.
Yeah.
So my point there was, you don't have to do these things by yourself. None of what we're talking about has to be done on your own. But you have to believe in yourself that it's not too late to change. It's not too late to get and do and be better. It's not too late to even help someone else once you get it.
Right.
So they can go through the same process that it's not too late for you to go through. Why not go through it with them? But the key and the common denominator is what? Jesus Christ. He's there. He ain't going nowhere. And we don't just, we as a whole that believe in the Lord, we don't just preach this.
Right.
We teach this.
Right.
We don't just teach this. We live this. And this is why we're here every week. Right. We're not doing this on our own. I'm not going to sit here and say half the time we don't want to do it. But guess what? We at the point now, we got to do it.
Right.
Because we know there's a bigger purpose coming. There's a bigger blessing behind all of this. Somebody out there needs to hear this. Somebody out there right now is getting inspired by what we're saying, how we're saying it, and how they're receiving it. And that's our purpose doing this. For that person or person, somebody is going to use this. Somebody is going to take a second to say, you know what? I'm not killing myself. You know what? I'm not running away from home. You know what? I'm not giving up on my family, on my marriage. I'm not. Because there's a bigger, brighter, and shinier day tomorrow if God gives me that day to do different. To be the difference of what nobody else in this family, in this group, in this noodle, right?
Yeah.
Was able to do. Why not me?
Right.
Why not me, Sin?
Yep.
Tell them.
Yep. So I think too, dang, I had a thought, but it just went away. But, and you know, like Harold says, I think the biggest piece is that you don't have to do it alone. And it is a process, because if you're stuck in a routine, because we talked about habits, sometimes you're stuck in this one system and you just need that one break to get up out of it. But then you got to be consistent with it. And it's going to feel different because you haven't been doing it.
Well, let me throw this in before we run out of time. So here's the thing. And this is the thought I had, too, before I got on the road with the other thing I went out with. Comfortability. We all find ourselves too comfortable
yeah.
with where we're at. Mm-hmm. All of us, to include me. There's nobody that's exempt from that.
Right.
The difference is, once again, the difference is recognizing it.
Yeah.
Okay? Recognizing in that position so you can get out of it. Mm-hmm. Recognizing that position so you don't sit in it too long and miss out on your next blessing.
Yeah.
Miss out on that next thing that you can do better than somebody else. Do just as good as them. Do it with them. Recognize where you at. Ask yourself, am I too comfortable?
Right.
Why do I feel like there's something else I need to do? Right. That's the key. That's one of the signs right there. Mm-hmm. If you ever find yourself somewhere where you feel like you forgot something, or you feel like there's something else you need to do, something else that has to be done, it probably is.
Right.
But it also is telling you that you didn't got too comfortable.
Yeah.
You didn't got too comfortable in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. There's nothing bad about it.
Right.
Right?
Right?
Unless you sit in it
yeah.
too long.
Yeah.
Because there's something else out there not only waiting for you,
mm-hmm.
but somebody else that needs you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else that wants you to do it either with them, for yep. them, or show them how to do it.
Right.
We can all prosper together.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, why we all can't get along? We can.
Right.
We just got to want to.
Right.
And we got to know the difference between who does and who don't.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, son.
Mm-hmm. It only takes one person to make
what?
A change.
The difference.
Yeah. Martin Luther King was very different.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm X. We got all these great people that was different. They
Think
thought
about
different.
Think
they,
about
you know
that.
What I'm
Obama.
Saying? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
Oprah.
And they stood in it. And they didn't let nobody sway them.
They believed in it.
You know, and none of them, we can't say none of them had an easy life.
Right.
It was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew who they were. And that's why they were able to withstand. And that's all we're trying to say to you is just
mm-hmm.
know who you are so you can be that difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So don't worry about what other people are saying or thinking, because a lot of times nobody ain't going to agree with you. I heard this last thing. I know we got to close out, but I heard this one thing they said that sometimes you just need to be quiet and don't tell nobody and just work on your own thing
mm-hmm.
and start doing what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody you talk to ain't for you. And most time what you know, what God has given you, only you and God know that. The other person is not going to see what you seeing.
Weren't supposed to.
Right? So know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up in your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have it, ask God to help you, like Harold said.
Mm-hmm. Own it and then go out there and use it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to close out. But please reach out to us at releaseitpodcast@gmail.com. Give us your comments, concerns. Rate us, God. Rate us mm-hmm. on these apps that you're listening to us on. So we'll know how we're doing.
Feedback is how
yes.
we give back.
Yes. Oh, look at you.
Okay.
Trying to close. God, we say thank you. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you that we get to do this for your kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that we get to exalt your name and your kingdom on the earth. And so I pray that this message continues to reach out. I thank you that it's going to be global. I thank you, God, that whoever needed to hear this is going to hear it, and it's going to change a life, save a life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the difference
yes,
for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we praise you, God. We thank you. Whatever I didn't know to pray, go beyond this prayer and you do it. And we say in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Next week, y'all.
We're out.